Okay, today is Daf Nun Tes. We are on Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are up to the fourth line from the bottom where it says Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, David Yechiel Mechel Ben Yehoshua Chaim. And we'll also learn Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo Dov Ben Yehoshua HaKohen, all the Nishamas Shir Avelias. We'll do it afterwards. Okay. Here we go. Amar Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan. Hamavir Beis HaShechi Ubeis HaErva Loke. Oh no, we did this already.
Yeah.
We'll do it over. If somebody shaves the hair under his arms, right, or in his private area, he gets malchus for that. What avera did he do? Losilbash. Meitzvei, one second. Havar Taseir Enam Medivri Torah Elam Medivri Sofrim. Right? It's only Durabanan? Yeah, you're right. My like and I'm a Durabanan. What we meant was it's Durabanan. You're right. Ikad Amri, others say.
How's that different than Matthias?
What do you mean? No, the question is, it's not us or Daraisa.
I'm saying that the Malchus has a different.
It's a different Malchus. It's a different Malchus.
It's not
Lamed Tess. It's done even Bizman Azeh. It's a whole different world. What exactly it is, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Not sure what the differences are. Others say like this. If somebody removes the hair on the underarms or the base erva, loke, you get malchus. Mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. Because it says in the Torah, you can't be like a woman, right? The truth is. That the Shulchan Aruch says that it only is an Issa Durabanan. It's not an Issa Doraisa of Lo Yilba, of Lo Silbash. It's an Issa Durabanan. Meisvei, one second. Havar Taseyar, Eina Medivri Torah, Ela Medivri Sofrim. One second. How could you say it's Doraisa, it's not true, it's Durabanan? Another Bryce said it's Durabanan. Who the Amar Ki Hai Tana? Yeah, that's going like this. The Tanya, another Bryce says, Hamavi Beis HaShech, Yo Beis HaErva. If somebody shaves his Beis HaShech, Yo Beis HaErva, Hareze over Mishul Moyuva Lo Yulbash Gever Simlas Isha. It's a machlokes. It's a daraisa or is it a derabanan? Now, the Tanakama, if you hold the Tanakama who held that it's only a derabanan, Hai Lo Yulbash Gever My Darish Bey, then what do the words mean? What do the words mean if it's derabanan?
What's the extra word?
No, there's no extra word. What does it mean? What does it mean? Then how can you violate this on a daraisa level?
Must be a different
language. Well, no, the answer could be one just wear women's clothing.
Yeah, right.
What's the Gemara asking? So the Gemara says, no, mibayla lechitanya. We use it for the following brisa. Lo yekli gever al isha. My time with Lomar. Why does it say a man can't wear women's clothing? Why does it say that? Im shlo yilbash ish timas isha, v'isha timas ish. Doesn't mean simply a man can't wear women's clothing. And a woman can't wear men's clothing. Harek far nemar toevihi. But it says this is a toeva. Vinkan toeva. Why is me wearing a dress a toeva? Why is that a toeva? What's the toeva? No toeva. It's a weird thing. It's not normal. Why is it toeva? Right? So it can't just mean a guy puts on a dress. It's not toeva. It's a strange thing. Ella, shlo yilbash ish simlas isha. No, the point is, you wear women's clothing, v'yeshev bein hanashim, and you sit with, hang out with women. Or v'isha simlas ish, v'yeshev bein hanashim. Or a woman will wear men's clothing to be with men. That's a toeva. Stay, what are you doing? That's very promiscuous, it's very prost. That's a different story. Just stop wearing the clothing? This is a whole discussion now, because, That's why shaving your underarms. Kids, there's a toeva about that. It's not a toeva. Why are you doing that? Because it could be a million reasons. I'm not toeva. Same thing, we're going to have in a minute. Listen to this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Menayan Shalot Tetzi Isha Bechle Zayin Lemelchama. How do you know a woman can't wear armor and soldier's clothing? This is a big child in Israel. Because all the women have guns. Not all. Many of them do. And they wear, soldier's uniform. Right. So isn't that a... If you tell me the issue is toeva, it's not an issue. Once you get to a Durabanan, then, if it's hakana, then for danger, and for Yishev Eretz Yisrael, you can have all these other hetero that can kick in. If it's a deraisa, there's no wiggle room. So it's not a toeva. So I didn't say that by myself. The Rabbeinu Peretz says that, right? That shaving your underarms is not going to lead to a toeva. Well, what is that? Therefore what? Now what?
What?
We're in America.
Anyway.
So the only thing, if a man does that, they'll say either one of two things. Either it's a medical issue,
right,
or he's a strange person.
Right.
Right? He wants to look like a woman. It's not toeva.
Right.
Right? The only toeva really here now is that you're hanging out with the wrong people. That's the toeva. I dress up like women so I can hang out with them. That's a toeva. What are you doing that for?
The problem is the lines in this whole thing are so blurred, it doesn't make any sense.
I know.
You want to say you are the dress on dress.
I know.
Not only that,
I'll tell you another thing. What about a man wearing makeup? So not for medical reasons, or he's going on TV, so they puff him up so he doesn't shine. Right. Not like that. The guy wants to wear makeup.
Stamazoi.
That's not toeva.
It's weird.
It's not a toeva. If the whole iser is toeva, and otherwise it's not a daraisa, so you have a lot of much more wiggle room. I'm not saying you can't violate the rabbanans either, but once it's a rabban, like I said, you have much more tayrim. This is a kana or for, we'll see in a minute. The Rashi says for a fool, it's not an issue. Why? Because only the rabbanan.
They consider today a woman wear pants is the same thing. And today, vast majority of women wear pants.
Right. Right.
None of them say so.
Right.
But
the
pants that they wear
is
women's pants,
it's
not men's pants.
Yeah, but it's not a
toeva.
Therefore what?
Not a toeva, I'm saying.
Right, what? Right. Therefore what? Therefore what? You're right. So the pants are for women only. So therefore what?
It's not a man's, what is a man's shirt? It's a woman's shirt.
Right, and they're both button down shirts with a collar. Right? You have that also. Yes, there are things that only women wear.
Right.
Right? That's true. Men generally don't wear high heels. That's true. But if a man does that, that is toeva? Funny thing to say it's a toeva. But that's the story. So now the Gemara asks, what about a woman wearing armor and soldiers' clothing? Yeah, Talmud Lomar, lo yeh kli gever al isha. There's an amazing word over here. Listen to this. You want to hear, this don't repeat at the table. It's a Baal Turim. The Baal Turim says that the words lo yeh kli gever al isha, those words, have the same gematria as klei ha-Torah. Which is why there's an Indian that women shouldn't learn Torah. Because they go hand in hand. That's a Baal Turim says that. That's an old Rishon.
How do the women at the war learn this?
What?
How do the women at the war
learn
Baal
Turim?
They don't learn.
And another thing, there's a Gemara that says that a Mechemes Mitzvah, the Gemara in Sota says, well, it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, afilu kalu michupasa, you take it to the battlefront. So what does that mean? A woman can't wear... So the Ben Yehuda explains, no, it doesn't mean she doesn't have to wear armor and fight. She'll be in the kitchen, she'll be in the infirmary, right? She'll deliver the mail, they'll do other things to free up men for soldiers. So that's what it means. That means they're actually fighting because they can't fight. They can't be a soldier. Look at the Mefarish. It's an unbelievable Mefarish here. The Mefarish is... Talmud Lama lo yeh kli gever al isha. You see it? He says, v'zeh shematzinu b'ya'el, that's how we find by Ya'el, eshes chever hakini, shelo haragtu l'sisra b'kli zayim. She didn't kill Sisra with a weapon. Ella, kimo shenemar, yada liyaseid tishalchena. She killed him with a tent pin. Yeah, the
spike.
Yeah, that they used to hold down the tent. That's what she killed Sisera with. Why did she use a sword? Because she couldn't use a sword. Because it would have been a violation of Gever Ish. So therefore, the Mefarish says this. Therefore, she used a tent pin. You hear this, Vart?
She has a straw, nothing to do with it.
Right. That's what the Mefarish says. And next, the Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. And what does it mean that a man can't wear women's clothing? What does that mean? It can't just mean wearing high heels, but that's not a toeva. So it means, shalo yisakein ish b'tikune isha. Yeah, a man can't fix himself the way women fix themselves.
What does that mean?
Makeup and different grooming that women are much more into it than men.
Like in
Tufti. Yeah. Amar of Nachman, what? Amar of Nachman, b'nazir mutter. But a nazir is mutter.
What?
What does that mean? So look at Tosfos. Benazir Mutter. Lahavra Beis HaShechia Beis HaErva. A Nazir can shave his underarms and his privates. Why? The Savri. Achar Shenazir Maver Kol Sar Rosho. Since he's already going to shave his whole head. Lo, listen to this. Lo Chashiv Noi V'tikun L'gabi Oso Ish. He doesn't care about how he looks. Lahavra Beis HaShechia Beis HaErva. Might as well shave his whole body. Underarms and all. What does he care? Already he's going to shave his head, which is a funny thing. Men don't do that. But don't worry. The Gemara ends off. The Gemara ends off, right? V'les hilchasa kavasei. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Right? Well, the Torah says, right. And so the Rashba comes along, and the Rashba comes along and says, well, you see from here, that if the Gemara entertained the possibility that a Nazir doesn't care, can shave his underarms, then certainly someone who has discomfort or for refuel reasons or bothers him, he gets tired. The Gemara's going to have it in a few minutes about it. What? A Mefunak is allowed to. Right? Which the Gemara, in a few minutes, the Gemara is sort of going to argue on the, I don't know how the Rashba can argue on the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to sort of have this case in a minute, where the guy said it was bothering him, but that's what the Rashba says. Since the Gemara was willing to entertain that it's mutter for certain people, then it's mutter for refuah. And the Gemara, there was never gzeira on refuah. And refuah means tsar, it's on discomfort, uncomfortable, all these types of things. Okay. Amru le rabbanan le Rav Shimon bar Ava, chazina le Rav Yochanan de lesle. Look at Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan doesn't have any hair under his underarms. I don't know how they knew that. So Amal Lehon, well, Machma Ziknav Nashu. That means an old man. What do you want? The hair fell out. What do you want from the guy? That's not a problem, right? Now, Tosfos says, listen, Tosfos. Tosfos says, Chazina Lerb Yochanan. You see Tosfos? Chazina Lerb Yochanan? Pirish, Sar Beis HaShechi. He meant, Rabbi Yochanan, I looked at Rabbi Yochanan's underarms, and he had totally, he was totally good. He didn't have any hair, right? Now, v'hu gufei mechayev b'havaraso. He would have been chayev for removing it, right? Because you're not allowed to remove your hair, right? V'midelo mishani. We didn't answer the misparayim shaklinei that he used scissors. We didn't give that answer. Says Tosas, we didn't give that answer. Obviously, the lachal apachos midivrei so from aser l'Rabbi Yochanan after misparayim. It's aser even with scissors. Otherwise, that could have been a good heter. Says the Rosh. Tosfos is dead wrong. The reason why I don't mention scissors is because it's not practical. How can you shave your underarms with scissors?
Well, you can cut them.
It's not so practical. You're certainly not going to do a good job. You might trim it a little bit, but that's not what Rabbi Yochanan look like. Says the Rosh. I'll totally argue with Tosfos. Says no. It could be totally. It's not effective with Usser or Mutter. I don't know. But the reason why you don't. It's not just not. No one's going to do that. It's just not practical. Okay. listen to this. Hahu de ischayev nagde kamed Rav Ami. There was a guy who was chayev malchus in front of Rav Ami. So obviously, this is talking about Makas Mardus, because Rav Ami lived after the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't chayev to give real malchus. So it must mean it was some kind of Makas Mardus. Anyway, in the day, Beis HaShechi, chaziyah zolo bekaleach. They looked at his underarms, and they saw that his underarms were not shaded. He never shaved his underarms. Come along, Rav Ami, Shakini, David Chavu, I'll leave this guy alone. This guy's a good guy. He's a chaver, he's a Talmud Chacham. Right? Okay, he did something wrong. I can't.
So this is a witness test?
For him it was. I guess in that town, I guess that was a big thing. So
it's a contradiction.
What?
So it's a contradiction.
Why?
He's getting Marcus.
Right, he's getting Marcus to something else.
Yeah, so
Rav Ami swore he doesn't deserve Marcus Marcus. I did something wrong. Yeah, but I'm gonna overlook it. You can't do that in Malchus. So Malchus Malchus has different rules, right? I'm gonna overlook it.
In his day, it was prevalent to have shaved arms.
Exactly. In his day, it was prevalent to have shaved arms. That was not the right approach, right? The whole everyone has time. Everyone has their issues. No, and his guy didn't. You know what? Okay, he's doing wrong. No one's perfect. We're giving him a pass, right? Oymene Rav Yerchia. Mahu libaleh, and you're allowed to shave your underarms. Amalei, you're not allowed to. Amalei, vaka gadal. This is an unbelievable Gemara.
not a badal, but it grows. So therefore what? So therefore it grows. So Tosla says the four times in the bottom. See the haka badal?
What he means only trimming it.
The haka badal? Who said that? That's what he says over there?
No, so what else could it be?
One second, so the haka badal, but it grows. Says Tosla's, Oil, the sofo libadal, it's gonna grow, right? The tsar also, and it's gonna cause pain. Ah, shkishi bachenu, ain't that karoi tikkun vinoi. And me shaving it, what kind of tikkun is that? What kind of noise is that? I'm not making myself prettier.
Right.
Nobody looks at nobody, I'm making myself prettier. On my face, you could say that. Kids have underarms and my privates, no one says that. Sheino bidalea el mitzvah mitzar. The only reason why you're doing that is to save yourself from tsar. So is that mutter? I'm gonna let some back to the tomorrow. I'm gonna let rapachti, wise one, zman yeshlo. Some of the different girsa to take out the word zman and they put in gvul. Gvul yeshlo or zman yeshlo. It means the same thing. What it means is your underarms don't grow forever like your hair. They stop growing. The hair under your arms stops growing. It grows and then stops. It doesn't grow forever. The raya is, as opposed to the hair in your head, if you don't take a haircut, it'll keep on growing.
Right.
The hair in your underarms is not like that.
What's with the right the other way around? Once you shave your arms, underarms, they'll grow back.
That's anyway, it's always true, but it won't grow back forever. So cold man shahum gidel, no share. Once it stops growing, it stops. It grows and it stops. Says Tosfos, gvul is the lust of gvul yeshua. It doesn't grow on forever like the hair on your head. It doesn't do that. But like it's tar, therefore there's no tar. Therefore, there's no tar. Mashma, because you ain't other mischabing lanoi, when a person's not doing it for pretty, no one does it for beauty reasons, but I don't live among those kinds of people. Elo litol, elo linotel, the last page you show together, right? Mashma, because you ain't other mischabing lanoi, elo linotel, you're only doing it, not doing it for pretty, not doing it for good looks, you're doing it because of discomfort. It's uncomfortable, it causes discomfort. If that's the reason you're doing it, right? Lihatzel, to be saved from tzar, the last day you shouldn't kligever. It would not fall under the rubric of kligever. Happens to be this one gomer held, but there is no tzar. Now what he made a rule for everybody. The Rashba said, you see from here that you're not, that tzar is mutter. Right? Discomfort is mutter. So what is the Rashba arguing on this statement? This is a funny statement to say. Yeah, every person in the world, every man in the world, there is no tzar. It's like a given. There's no tzar. Why? Because it doesn't go forever. It's a hard thing to say.
I think we have two subjective to say that.
But look what Tosfos continues and says. The im came. This is a controversy. We don't look at this as a controversy, but it was a big controversy. Hamestakel b'mara. If somebody looks in a mirror, kidei shalo yachbol ba'atmo, so he shouldn't hurt himself.
What is that?
I'm not sure.
Maybe when he shaves.
No, it doesn't shave him. How he looks. It shouldn't. Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe something wrong with him. He's gonna maybe lose his job. I don't know. Shari, it's mutter. That's mutter. V'ein v'chid amar rif haraf shirava har shmuel me'aviva ha'yus haper b'mara. Maybe he's taking a haircut.
He's not going to hurt himself.
He can't see what he's doing. He's going to puncture himself. Right? What? So to look in a mirror because I don't have good eye look, that might be a problem. But to look at that old mirror and look in the mirror to make sure you're telling our ass straight, there are those who don't do that because you're not looking in mirrors. Clearly, going to this person is clearly mutter. Right? When would it be not mutter? Yeah, maybe it wouldn't be mutter if you're doing it because you want to be like a woman. You want to be, you want to see how good your hair looks and your eyebrows and all that stuff. But if you're doing it for a reason that has nothing to do with beauty, like my tefillin, or I'm taking a haircut, I want to have a job interview, that's mutter. Black and white. I mean, I don't know if it passed on this Tosfos, but this was the Rishon held this way. Alright? Okay. I mean, the minute in many parts of Klai Yisrael is to look at mirrors. Alright? In many parts of Klai Yisrael. In many parts is not, but in many parts for men. Alright? Now, another strange title. What about to scratch your underarms, and they're scratching, you'll scratch the inside. He's like, the shinui. I'm like, awesome, it's still awesome.
To scratch yourself?
To scratch yourself under your arms to get your hair out. scratch the hair out.
I mean to pluck it.
Not to pluck it, scratch. Lots of means to scratch. I'm like Usher. The Bintu Mahu, what about if you use a bed like this? If you use a bed, people do that all the time. I'm like, that's mutter. That's mutter.
Yeah, what's the difference? I mean, if you take, if you have an itch, you might scratch the itch.
Exactly.
Itching for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Quiet, nobody asked you.
Ikka Diyami, wait, listen to this. Ikka Diyami, others say like this. Boy, me day, the tefillah. What about tefillah? So my focus on this question is, boy, me day, the tefillah, the vidyo of mine. So the Mepharish warns, Ikka Diyami, how come you brother? The tefillah, the vidyo of mine. Klomar, ha-mishpalel. If someone's davening, ma'u l'chulok the vidyo, what about scratching his with his begotten? Can they shiipu kiri meru to get rid of the lice? How will the inner again? Sorry, you don't touch your flesh.
So
you don't touch your flesh. You don't touch your flesh. Right, because the halacha, you're not allowed to touch yourself in place normally covered.
Right.
Like under your arms
when you
daven, and then go daven without washing your hands. So what about when you use a baguette?
Well, the baguette, you're only moving the sugar, and you're not touching the other.
Exactly. That's muta. That's muta. I'm only asher. It's an asher. Well, let's hold on to the question. We don't hold on to it. We hold on to it. Right? What else could the question be? Oh, I thought there was a different question. Yeah, okay. Okay. Good? Good?
Yep.
Okay. That is that discussion. That is a complete tangent for an omelet. 100% tangent, right? But it was interesting.
So, can you see, stay on the rocks?
Exactly. So at the end of the day, can you? So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't. For stam reasons, you can't. But he does say that if you have wounds and discomfort, then you can.
Was that mental discomfort? Or was that
physical? No, I think it's physical discomfort. Why would I have mental discomfort? Why?
It's dire.
Yeah. Maybe
he's sitting in the
sofa. So that's an older. What? What? That's like a man's
game. He's sitting in the sofa and he's back up listening to some shit on arms.
Right.
Okay. No, that's not a good case.
Like putting aside the question of Purim, nobody man wears women's clothing. Most men, normal people, don't do that. What they do is all these other things that looking at mirrors and shaving different parts of the body and these kinds of things. That's all different shilas. Right? Actual women, nobody wears a skirt. Nobody does that.
Do you ever kill?
What?
It's not a skirt. It's a long garment that's
a skirt.
Yeah.
It's no different than man than women's pants.
I don't know. You know anybody from Scotland that has that shilas?
They didn't shave.
What was the show they passed about that?
He's
a firm guy?
Yeah.
So he's a lot of wear? But do they wear it all the time? Only ceremonial, right?
Ceremonial. He also said if it's below the knee, it's okay.
Okay.
They were decent.
They do it.
Interesting. Okay.
How do you know about kills?
This is a long Mishnah. It's a long, long Mishnah. Okay. So it's a very long Mishnah. The Mishnah builds on the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah had a case where there were two Mizirim, and somebody else said, one of you is Tamei, but I don't know which one. So what do we say? They both brought both Misafik.
Right.
Now, one of them dies.
He dies
after he was told that one of you is Tamei.
Right. We're still talking about a kid and a woman.
What?
We're still talking about a child and a woman.
Right. Because we have no other way.
We have no other way to explain the Gemara.
Right.
So you're right.
Explain the Gemara about shaving. Right. There's a good pickup.
Okay.
He said we have to talk about a woman or a child because the men, he said, how could they shave on a suffix? They're going to be take shaving off their face, and that's an avera.
Right.
I say dochalos. I say will apply an avada, not on a suffix. So the Gemara answered, I must be talking about a woman.
Right.
So yeah. So. Now one of them died. So Amar Yeshua, listen to this. Yivakesh Echad Nashlo. So go over to somebody in the street. Shehidar Kinegdo Nazir. That he should become a Nazir.
In other words, I'll go over to you. I'll say, the guy over here died. The putty died.
We'll say men just for convenience sake, even though it can't be men.
I'll go over to you. I'll say, do me a favor. You come and love here. Because I have a barn. I have a stuff there. They said I was Tommy. I'm not sure if it was me. I'm not sure if it was the guy who died.
The dick took the Zakhar. So.
Right. I'm not sure you're here. So you become a nuns here. But oh, we're going to tell you like this. I'm Tommy AC. If I was the Tommy one, then you're a nuns here from right this second. But I'm Tommy AC. But if I was Tommy back then, and the guy that was Tommy died, then you'll be a Nazir after 30 days. And one second, now we will explain. The Sofer and Shloshim, they count 30 days. Umevim carbon tumah. And they bring a carbon of tumah. Which is what? It's a chagas of the olas of the asham they can't bring. You can't bring it. You can't bring an asham as a safek. How can you bring the chagas as a safek? Because you're not going to eat it. And as a bird, the carbon to hire. You also bring the carbonos of the hire. But already say, if I'm the Tomei, if I'm the Tomei one, if I was the one that was Tomei, carbon Toma Shali, this carbon Toma is mine. The carbon Tahar, and the carbon Tahar is the new person that I brought in. And everything's good. If I was the Tahar, then carbon Tahar was shali. Then this carbon Tahar process is mine, if I wasn't Tame. The carbon Tumah was safek. And the carbon Tumah was brought for no reason.
And it's a chagos.
What?
A little bit of chagos.
Yes, it's a good question.
So that's why we said it's not the Tahar.
If I'm the Tahar one, carbon Tahar shall eat, the Tahar one is mine.
Right.
Remember what we said?
Right.
He's not going to be, if I'm Tahar, he wasn't another yet. Remember what he said? If I was Tamei, you're another from right now. But if I'm Tahar, you're only another in 30 days from now.
Right.
In 30 days from now, he brings two sets of kavanos, a Tahar and a Tamei. If I was Tamei, then you were another from the day that I bumped into you. Therefore, the Tamei one was mine, the Tahar one is yours. If I was Tahar, you're not another yet.
But the second one was never Tamei. He never became Tamei. He was a guy in the street.
I know.
So how are you saying if he was Tamei?
If I was Tamei, I was a Nazir with Reuven. Reuven died.
Right.
Right? I was a Nazir with Reuven. Reuven died. One of us was Tamei.
Right.
I walk over to you and say, do me a favor. Become a Nazir. If I was Tamei last month,
right.
You're a Nazir for
right
now.
Right.
And you prove the zeros.
Right.
If I'm not a Nazir, if I wasn't Tamei, Reuven, the dead guy was Tamei, then you'll become a Nazir in 30 days from now. You still have to hold from the zeros, but you're not really a Nazir. But you can't drink wine. So you're not going to know. Don't worry. Someone asked that question. Someone asked that question. Why would anybody do this?
Yeah.
Making the guy be a Nazir for no reason.
But he's worth it. What happens if he's Tamei when the Nazir is?
That's a whole separate question. You hear what's going on?
Yeah.
In 30 days, I bring both sets. And I say, like, if I was Tamei, Tamei one's mine, Tahar one's yours. Because you were Nazir from day one. If I was the Tahar one, then you're nothing, you're not a Nazir.
Right.
And the Tahar carbon is mine, and the Tamei one is not, it goes to garbage. Okay? This is the carbon two of the safed. What is it in the safed? Right? It's done on the toughest and nothing.
My question is, what do we need the second guy for?
Yourself from Shloshim Yom. You count another 30 days. We're getting carbon to Hira. Now you bring a carbon to Hira. Only one set. Just to Hira carbonos. What would you say? If I was the Tamei one, the carbon to Shali, the carbon to Hira Shalacha, and 30 days ago, the Tamei one I brought. The Tamei one you brought. The carbon to Hira Shalacha, the carbon to Hira Shalacha, this is my Tamei one. 30 days ago, you brought a Tamei one. I brought the Tommy one, and this is my Tahar one. It all makes sense. It makes total sense. You have 10
I'm not getting you because I don't know what the purpose of the second guy is.
Because you can't bring a Torah to
one
place.
Person, can't bring both.
Yeah. But we know the guy was never Tomei.
He was a Suffolk.
He's not a Suffolk, he was never Tomei.
No, the Tomei was
back in the stream. He said, Nate, you become, do me a favor, become a Nazir. He didn't tell him, do me a favor, become a Tomei.
The Tomei one is not the other guy. The Tomei one is Suffolk, is only the person who got possibly Tomei.
Is that right?
That's why the Tomei is Tomei this Suffolk.
The Tomei is not a Suffolk in this case because the second guy was never Tomei.
No.
Me
and Ruben and Plony are both a zero.
We're walking down the street.
Someone comes over to us and says, one of you is Tomei, but I don't know which one.
Right.
Ruben and Plony hears that and he tops it.
Right.
Now what do I do? I'm a Suffolk Tomei. Nothing.
So why is he saying so? If it was me, then I'm Tomei. If it wasn't me, then I'm not Tomei. What do you need the second
guy? You're asking why I need the second guy.
Yeah.
Why did the baby
Yeah.
You don't need the second guy.
So what? Why are you bringing him in?
The case he's trying to give you is if you pull the second guy, hasn't worked in that aspect.
If
you bring in a second person, you don't need to bring in a second.
Why?
It's never going to happen.
So I just made your life crazy, right? Then Carbon Tire Shali, the Carbon Tire from 30 days ago was mine. Carbon Tova of the Suffolk, Carbon Tova was born for no reason. For no reason. Is that Carbon Tova is up? And now this set of Carbon is for you. Okay? I'm a little bit Tova. We shall make a long seeker to Kimento and Vazir. Who's going to agree to do this?
Your question.
What do you need?
It's your question. What do you need this guy for? Right? Hello, maybe Chata's Ove. You bring the Chata's Ove.
Exactly.
What about the Ove's Ove? Why can't you bring that as an adult? Good question. We have to that.
For
Olas Behema, and you also bring an Olas Behema, which is for Tahira.
Right.
Right? You only have to bring one.
Right.
You don't bring the Chatas. But Omer, you say, if I was Tamei, Chatas Mikovasi, the Chatas I'm here bringing it, the bird, the Ola Yadava, and the Ola is being brought as a present. V'yem Tarha Yisi. And if I was Tar all along, and Reuven Tloni, who died, was in 21, then the Ola Mechovasi, then the Ola is Mechova, and the Chatas is Misafik. Okay? How can you bring a Chatas Misafik? It's a bird, it's okay. What about the rest of the Kabbalahs? So Tosfos can say tomorrow, running out of time. Tosfos can say tomorrow, they only have to bring one. All one, the Iker is only one. Now, if it's not so soon, I'm bringing the 3 days, and maybe carbon to Hyra. And you bring all three to Hyra Kabbalahs. When he said that in Tamei Ha'Yisi, in our time before, that Ha'ola Rishon and Dava, the first Ola I brought was a present, the Zinu Chova, and his Mechov, the Tar Ha'Yisi, because I was Tar all along, that Ha'ola Rishon and Chova, the Zinu Nadava, this Ola is the Nadava, the Zinu, and the rest of them, meaning the rest of what? The other two animals that I'm bringing, the Chas and the Shlomim, Rishon HaKobasim, I'm another Kobana, 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 I'm a Kobana, I'm a Kobana, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So you're bringing your Tar Kabbalahs in stages. You bring the Ola 30 days ago and the Chatas Mashalim now. Right? There's no matter with that. You know why? There's nothing wrong with that. Right? As a matter of fact, Falaisi, so bring them. Who cares about Chatzoy? What's the big deal? So I'm reviewing the Rashul, Why are Rashul Allah Khan was not repeated? Rashul only said that to him, but Chad and the Talmudim anyway. I mean, he didn't touch the seat to on their toes. Oh, you can't bring it in stages. So it always did. Why not? Oh, you're on your toes. You're paying attention. That's the only reason why he said it. You don't need to bring it. You don't have to bring it at the same time.
You can bring it.
I brought my Ola 30 days. You
don't
have to bring it
in increments.
Increments. It's okay. So Yeshua said that. Oh, it's a problem. You can't do that in increments. Somebody raised it. Why not? You're right. I was supposed to do that since you guys are sleeping. Right?
Zoma's idea said you don't bring another guy.
You do. You have to bring the other two. So I bring on the first 30 days I bring an Ola.
Yeah.
An Ola of the animal. Maybe it's an Ola.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an Ola for my mouth here. And maybe it's Sam Nadav. If I'm Tom, it's in the Dhamma. If I'm Tar, it's my Adam. Then 30 days later, I'm in the Chazas and the Shalom. Why not? I have to bring them anyway. So Rav Shmuel says, yeah, but you're bringing them all the 30 days that we've been done to now. It's a big deal. Right? It's a big deal. It's the only thing. Oh, it's a problem. So someone said, why is it a problem? Oh, I'm really paying attention. You're right, it's not a problem.
But only issues under 50.
Because the whole Mishnah made no sense. What do you need to bring in a second guy?
Right.
So the whole thing was, from a first day, the whole thing was to be Mechad the Talmidim. So you say, Baruch Hashem is the Jew, we're paying attention. And we'll stop today and we'll pick up tomorrow for the Mishnah. Everyone have a very, very good day.
Okay.